I don't understand one thing. No, seriously. Why everyone is going boo on, like, the joke, when I tell some of the jokes. And then when I don't want you to laugh, you're laughing. Like right now. I don't understand.
Did you like it?
There's an episode where there's a bomb in a guy's stomach.
Is that true? In Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
That sounds like a Scrubs or a Children's Hospital episode.
And the doctor, like two doctors that are beefing, have to keep their hands on the pin so it doesn't explode inside the guy's stomach.
That's amazing.
Like it's literally, that's the whole episode.
That's beautiful.
So that's why, I mean, that's why you don't tear up your walls in your house. Right. You could get black mold. You don't want to know that.
That's exactly.
And you don't want to start opening up your body. You don't know.
That's fair. So I've been having, speaking of opening up your body, my guts have been fucking destroyed lately. I'm sure the podcast actually has been following my adventures into health, into like goop-esque health food.
Are you going like all meat? MCT oil?
I've been basically all MCT oil, to be honest. Like I've been eating.
You got a clean track.
Bro, I have these insane smoothies in the morning. They're just filled with crazy, crazy bullshit that I found on the internet. And for the first month, maybe 2 months of me doing it, I was just like, I'm literally going to live forever, dude. This is like, nothing's going to stop me. I can go on for fucking days. And I also put mushroom, like lion's mane mushrooms and MCT oil, or not even MCT oil, but like coconut oil with CBD in it. Whoa. In my coffee. So I've just like been literally surviving on like a goop regimen. Yeah.
Goops and oils.
In the last few days, I like will have a cup of coffee in the morning and then my fucking guts are destroyed for the last,
there's nothing in there
the next fucking 4 hours
to hang on to anything,
I guess, man. And like the smoothie too, I'm like, so what
you ever after a big storm, you know, the rivers are rushing,
yeah,
but every once in a while there's like a log backup, a log jam. You need a log jam.
It's probably true.
You gotta eat some sticks. Takeshi 6ix9ine in the house.
Dog boobs surprise. It's all right. We've started, but we haven't introduced ourselves. So this will be a good opportunity to introduce ourselves. This is Did You Reddit, weekly podcast about the internet. By way of Reddit, my name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs 6ix9ine.
Crank you up, Dog Boobs 6ix9ine.
Go get your levels down here.
Talking about guts mostly. Ooh, right now.
Surgery, workings, biology.
Yeah. So my girlfriend
diarrhea.
Was in there. Yes, exactly. It's not really a diuretic thing for me. It's more like I literally just feel like I have a nuclear bomb in my stomach. So
when you got a fart?
No, I don't know what it is. Honestly,
just right now you do.
No, I fucking my like crazy goop diet that I've been on is backfiring. So
really?
literally backfiring.
Boom. So what I've been doing is, because I've been eating so healthy, I'm trying to now. So now I'm just drinking tea. I'm not drinking any coffee. I'm like going to see what happens when I don't drink any coffee for the morning. And then I might grab like a Carl's Jr. breakfast sandwich on the way home. Whoa. Just to see what happens.
Just see what happens.
Because I don't know. I've been eating so healthy and feeling so shitty that I'm kind of like, is this just not my lifestyle? Am I just not that kind of guy? And I really
Is your body craving?
How long has this
shit
been going on? I feel like after a certain amount of weeks, your body stabilizes in any direction.
Well, it was really good for a while.
Are you not
just
eating
fucking
meat?
Going. No, I mean, eating totally normal. Like my theory originally was that if I eat this crazy breakfast every morning. It's just a breakfast. If I eat this crazy smoothie breakfast and bizarro fucking coffee that I have in the morning, then I basically can eat like chili dogs for the rest of the day because I've already crushed all of my vegetables and shit.
So good.
So, which I haven't. I don't really like chili dogs, but I do eat a Italian hoagie from time to time.
That's the best.
That's the best, yeah. So I think maybe if I just reverse it and I eat the Italian hoagie first, and then I start eating all the healthy stuff, then maybe I can fix that.
I think I don't know. It sounds like there's a lot of activity down there.
Right.
I think that's probably why you're shitting your pants every 5 minutes.
But let's make this very clear, though. This has nothing to do with the Laird Hamilton nutritional gravy. That stuff is still good.
Are you sure?
It could. I mean, I haven't really had that. Anyway, so today we're going to talk about, last week we talked about jokes in honor of the founder who had passed away. Today, we're going to do quite literally the exact opposite and talk about anti-jokes, because it's a hilarious and very strange subreddit that is literally, the setups are all joke setups, but the deliveries are not joke deliveries. And it's a funny, it's an accidentally funny, very strange subreddit.
It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome. And then it's also, you know, a good accompaniment to what we did last week. So before we do that, though, we're going to talk a little bit about what happened on the front page. I found a couple things that I want to talk about that I, that are a little bit anomalous. And I just thought it was very interesting that I have never really looked at before. So one of the top posts recently is a 16-year-old with autism is got all of his Xbox games stolen.
Oh.
So his local sheriff's office pitched in to buy him some new games, right?
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's like a, you know, it's a pretty, you know, pretty fucking fastball down the middle, like
yeah.
a dog's journey style style post on Reddit, right?
Nothing particularly adventurous. First we cried, then we laughed.
Yeah, exactly. But as I was I was looking into this, because I was just like, oh, fascinating, oh, whatever. And then the top comment is interesting. It is, this account made 10 posts in the last hour. Karma farming is real, is the top post. I was like, oh.
Oh, huh. Shit.
What in the world does that mean? And then as I read more.
Karma farming.
People start getting into the concept of karma farming and kind of going into it, which I thought was I've never heard this before.
No.
I would have thought I would have, but we've never talked about this. I mean, obviously we know that someone like Gallo Boobs is kind of, you know, he's kind of a little bit of, he's bullied. He's online bullied for posting
being
other people's shit.
A little shit.
But so what we see is, so what's the purpose of karma farming? It's the next comment. Amass karma, sell the account that has the amassed karma.
Yeah.
Sell the account. What's this thing? What's the fuck? And then somebody named Pico Mega Flare said companies buy them and use for advertising.
Ugh, yep.
So,
yep.
Which I've never heard, and I guess it does make sense, but
it's
I
crazy.
Would never have thought, but somebody who has amassed a lot
it's
of
like
karma.
They do the same thing for Instagram handles.
Exactly. You can sell your username, because this is the thing I always wondered, right? Like I never knew what the deal was, especially with like, same thing with girls, with Gone Wild type accounts.
Oh yeah.
Where they do all this shit. They get crazy karma.
Yep.
But it's a fake mechanic for value. Like you don't get anything out of having high Reddit
at
karma,
all.
Right. And
unless
so I've never
now,
really understood that. But now I'm seeing this and I've never really heard that perspective. So
yeah.
maybe that is actually how it works.
That is kind of interesting.
It's interesting. It's kind of, well, I would say it's kind of dark, but it's not really kind of dark, because I think in the grand scheme of things on the internet, that's like one of the least kind
yeah.
of dark corporate overlord things I've ever heard.
True.
Especially in Reddit, where it's always been kind of complete anarchy.
God.
Hearing that, it almost in some capacity brings me a little bit of joy.
Yeah,
because
it's like wow.
I like knowing there's an underworld. You know?
Hacked the system a little
Seems
bit.
Like it'd be hard to keep an account seemingly real after you bought it,
right?
And have it not just like take a huge nosedive,
right,
into Shitsville. Like, if I buy your handle for like $25,000,
right.
I mean, I gotta make sure it stays worth it for
right.
long enough.
Well, what would be?
I start throwing like Arby's commercials
yeah.
up there. People are like, "Fuck off!" So you gotta be good with it.
But I wonder if maybe it's more complicated than that. Because I wonder if it's a data thing, because most of these things are data thing.
Maybe it's just you mean tracking?
Maybe it's something like that, where it's a little less,
Like straight ad.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's an interesting question. I'll do a little side research on this and try to figure it out. I literally discovered this on the way here, because also that image, I remember seeing that image a long time ago. I think the original post was like 2 or 3 years ago. And this happens on Reddit a lot, where something that will have made its rounds will
yeah.
resurface again and start going to town. But this one did that, and then now we're seeing it's a karma farming scheme. So
damn,
that never happened. The kid with autism never got his video game stolen. It was all just made up.
No, he got his video game stolen. It was just
taking that same post, posting it everywhere.
Trying to get it.
God,
you know what? At its core, that kid still got his games.
Exactly.
So.
So this is an archived post from 6 months ago on Theory of Reddit, which at some point we need to do. We haven't done Theory of Reddit.
Sounds like a good one.
It's a good one we're going to do. So the post is, and this has since been an archived post, so what is the goal of pharma or karma farming?
Ooh.
Not a ton of upvotes, but we're going to get into this. So in this our Tinder post, it's very possible that the user bought an old account just to karma farm. What I don't understand is what is the end goal? I feel like someone going through all the efforts to buy an old account, it's exactly what you just said, and wipe it for farming has some practical goal in mind. They're not just looking for internet points. What's the story behind the practice? Are accounts sold to advertisers? Top comment, a lot of subreddits filter posts from new accounts to reduce spam. They're usually filtered on both account's age and as well as karma. Getting an old account with some karma helps spammers avoid these filters. Okay, that makes sense.
Huh.
Secondly, a lot of people consider karma to be a form of authority. Some people take it surprisingly serious. So in which case it'd be
even
like...
Even still, that's like a personal gain if you're just like... Right. I mean, I guess if I, you know, I'm doing well, I got a fleet of Miatas.
Uh-huh.
I got a few bucks to throw around. And right. I also love Reddit. Like right. If I'm that Tesla guy... Who created
Larry Tesler, RIP.
The copy paste.
Rusters and Pieces.
Yeah, like that guy's got a lot of Miata, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
In the
big Miata energy, at least.
Big Miata energy,
right.
For sure.
Which is a thing.
But I guess if you had money and you just wanted to like cheat the system, I heard an interview with Jack Black talking about playing video games with his kids.
Wow.
And he was just saying how he just started buying up like all the weapons.
Oh,
and
right.
And then like he got obsessed with it because he had money to spend.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he's like dropping 10 grand on like swords and shit.
Oh, cool. Shit.
Because he has the money and it's like not that big of a deal to him. And then he's just kicking his high school kids and his their friends' asses because he just bought his way in. Right. So like maybe somebody's just trying to buy their way to the top. I don't know. That seems weird. But.
Well, it seems weird. I mean, there's another post below that that says there are plenty of possible reasons to sell the account for spammers at a high price, as we just discussed. That also would apply to political. Like I think we're not talking like Arby's, right? I think this is... And on the original post that we had talked about earlier, it's funny because they start getting into this weird comment thread about Clorox where someone, I think it's so after the one where he talks about the original post, it gets companies who buy them, that's so dirty, not even Clorox TM brand cleaning products could clean it up. And trust me, Clorox TM products can clean up almost everything and half as many times as other leading
there
brands.
There it is. Right? That's the best.
That's pretty funny. The Theory of Reddit post, there are plenty of possible reasons to sell the account to spammers for higher price, as we've discussed. To me, that's probably spammers for like anti-vax movements, the fucking Donald Trump bullshit. Like there's a lot of things like that probably like Russian bots type stuff,
right.
less, you know, Clorox, to gain credibility, which, you know, whatever, as a hobby, personal goal, entertainment. Cool. And then, how about this? How about these apples, if you will, to gain access to exclusive subreddits such as Century Club, which I've never heard of.
What?
Century Club, you have to be invited to this community. If you can see this, you are among the baddest motherfuckers on Reddit. If and only if you have 100K link or comment, comma. Or comment,
whoa,
comment,
whoa,
karma.
What?
Not combined. So you have to have 100,000 of either link or comment card.
Wow.
You're getting close, dog.
Wow.
I got 100 of each.
I have hair over 3,000 on link karma, I believe.
I'm slow and steady wins the race. Good guys.
I wonder what's in the century.
I'm terrible at post karma. I'm all about that comment karma.
Posted the other day. We don't do this enough, but like, have you guys posted anything lately? Like,
right.
I've really been pretty aggressively lurking.
All lurk.
Every time all lurk, no stir. Every time I am karma farming personally, I always do it through Roast to Me because that's the easiest way to get. If you sort
and
by
it's
new,
fun.
It's fun to make fun of teenagers.
Yeah.
If you sort by new,
yeah,
then you can get a zinger in real quick and you'll be the first one. Then people just start pulling them up, you know?
Yeah.
Tight strat. Exactly. I think my top comment of all time, I think, is, let's see here. Well, the thing that I got the most forever would be It was something very mean that I said.
This is so fun to look up your top.
What do you got there?
So
my
history?
Top post ever is a blurry picture of a dog.
Oh.
I posted it to blurry pictures of dogs. And it's just this picture.
That's a pretty good blurry picture of a dog.
Picture of a dog. Wow. Got 512 upvotes on that guy.
The animal world is ripe with Karma Farm.
It really is.
People love supporting animals.
And then my top comment is in response to, it looks like there was a really annoying, it's Stefan Molinix. He tweeted, nice. Women get mostly infertile at 40 but live to be 80. Without a family, what are you going to do with those 40 long years? And so I wrote, travel, write a book, invest in nice furniture because I love expensive lamps, fuck your wife, all of the above.
Whoa.
Ooh, nice.
Got 447 upvotes for
that
one.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. So my top is a roast to me. I had 162 points, and it was the post was 38 makes minimum wage, hits on a 16-year-old coworker's. Oh, and he walks to work, destroy him. And it was of somebody, obviously.
Oh, shit.
And my comment was, that was such a sad and depressing description that I decided to donate to the Red Cross immediately after reading it.
That's pretty
perfect.
Good.
Perfect.
Got 162 points.
Oh, my God.
One.
Well done.
Yeah. So,
God, you know, the comment karma is what really warms my heart.
It really is. It's a really nice thing.
Man, I've only I'm pretty weak on here, but what I was going to say was we did some bathroom work and they installed these new up to code light switches.
Mm-hmm.
California Title 24 energy efficiency code light switches is what it is.
Hell
it's like
yeah.
This whole bat ball of worms. And so these new light switches have these motion sensors on them. And so every time you walk by in the hallway, the light flicks on and then it's designed to flick off when you leave the room. So you don't leave the light on. So I guess it's like intentions are good, but then what it was doing was just turning on all the time. And like a bird would fly by and it would turn on.
Jesus. Mm.
Like, well, this is just like so annoying. So I've had duct tape over it for 2 months.
Cool.
And then every 2 months the duct tape would fall off and it would turn on in the middle of the night when you're trying to go pee. It was very annoying.
God.
So I went to subreddit.
Why haven't you told us about this until now? This
has been a huge
real trouble.
Good Lord.
Huge tragedy. So I went to our electrical, which I'm oh, there's going to be a lot of cool bros hanging out here.
Yeah. Totally.
Like, we'll be able to answer my question specifically.
I like that your behavior on Reddit's very different than ours.
Oh, yeah. I'm using this as I need a really specific answer.
Yeah.
And trying to look this up on your own
is impossible.
Would really
it's fucking impossible.
It's such a specific question.
Right.
Yeah.
So I put this up there, and then boom, all these electrician guys got on there. I'm just assuming they're guys, probably a bunch of ladies. in their two belts. They get in there, and they just start, like listing off solutions.
Oh.
Right.
They start calling me a dumb shit for,
damn.
For, not knowing better.
I love when people do that.
And
that's
then they
one
start,
of my
like,
favorite things.
Yeah, they, beefing on me real hard. Then they, start beefing with each other, because one guy says something that's
tight.
Not... It was great.
Wow. I mean, in the middle of that.
I was in the middle of it. But what was nice was it was a question with a real sort of practical solution.
Real specific.
And then
yeah.
I just knew these guys are out there that know the answer and will jump on it.
Of course.
It was fun. It was like
that's
fun.
Fantastic.
That's a good one.
And then just with anything home stuff now, I'm like, oh yeah. Any question I have.
Yeah. Home
I'm
stuff.
Trying to like
r/home stuff.
Home stuff.
You go to r/rappers or r/appers. Is that the one?
Oh yeah.
Rappers?
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually a funny prank.
Great.
There's a sub that specifically lost Redditors. That's the sub for that.
When
somebody goes to our trees and they're going I planted a new maple in my backyard. I'm trying to find a bun or whatever.
Smoke it, Grandma.
Yeah. It's someone come help this boy find where he needs to be.
So my top, my top post of all time was that Lizzo thing that I posted of her covering Adele way back in the day. Has 1,831 upvotes.
Woo!
So I will say there is
that's
some new sounds. If I knew how to record them anymore, I would record
that's
them.
That's
we'll
more
do it
like
someday.
A Sinaloan war chant.
Yeah.
It's like Miss Piggy Samoan war chant combo.
There is a little bit of a rush when you get those though. I mean,
Dude.
There's a little bit of I can't even imagine the feeling of posting something and having it go like properly viral.
Right?
Where you just feel fucking
You check back in and you're like, what the? Whoa, shit. Yeah.
Knowing Look that your life is going to change forever.
We've
for
talked about this
30
I mean,
seconds.
Like Instagram, you're going to get the exact same like 82 likes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Time. Yeah.
But Reddit, you're going to get 2 likes for 10 years, and then one day you might get 100,000.
Yeah. It's so true.
That's why it's more exciting.
That is what yep. I am saying.
And that's why you can't do it for the likes, you guys. You can't do it for the upvotes. You got to just do it.
The long game.
Do it for the long game.
Long game.
This is a long
con. Shit's going to fall flat.
That's right.
All right, so what else is happening on the front page before we start doing anti-jokes? I think anti-jokes we're going to probably do similar to last one, where we're not going to go super in depth on it because it's kind of it is what it says it is.
Yeah.
But it's funny and it's interesting.
Something else that happened this week is Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, I saw this.
Was convicted of being a rapist.
So explain to me. So he.
Okay, rape is when.
So what did he? Because I so there are 5 things that he was charged or he was originally charged for.
So 1 felony count each of forcible rape,
right?
Forcible oral copulation, sexual penetration by use of force, and sexual battery by restraint.
That's what he got charged with?
Yes, and he was.
I thought he was
guilty.
Oh,
of
guilty.
2.
Okay, yes, okay.
So
it was guilty of 2, and it was rape in the 3rd degree and sexual harassment or something.
Yeah, it was. Let's see, 2 founders from Georgia. Man, yeah, you basically got it. It was like rape in the 3rd degree, and then
yeah. I don't feel bad for him, but I do. There's an element of I've heard some details of the trial that I'm just like, oh, that's low. That's very low. Like I've heard like they've like witnesses have like described his naked body and
Good.
Shit.
Google image the courtroom drawings of his naked body.
Oh my God.
It's out there. It's just fully public.
I don't know.
First of all, courtroom artists, what the fuck is that? Okay. What, this is like a 17th century practice. I just don't get
it. Oh my God.
So there are these
brilliant.
Drawings going around of the courtroom artists drawing of the pictures of his nude body.
Oh, this is great.
Damn.
And so that's just out there forever.
Forever.
And he looks like a Star Wars warlock or something.
He does.
Harvey Weinstein. This is a headline on Yahoo. Oh. Yahoo Entertainment.
That kills
Harvey
me.
Weinstein, courtroom artist, says he really withered away during trial.
I don't blame him. Good God.
I don't know if he's talking about Harvey or if he's talking about the artist, but I'd like to think he's talking about the artist.
Yeah.
Where the artist kept being asked to draw things and he was just like slowly kind of curling into his chair, being like withering away.
It's like, God, no, I'd love this to stop.
His belly button was a little higher.
Yep.
Right
a
there.
A little
you
less,
got it.
Yes, it was in deep innie.
It was a deeper innie.
You know, and for somebody who's such a piece of shit, full of himself, whatever, great. Getting his fucking penance, but like, you wouldn't also want to wish that on anyone. You know what I mean? For your like fucking body to, it's just, it sucks, but it doesn't suck because it's him. You know?
Yeah.
What I mean?
It's like we all like it all hits us in the gut because we're like, oh, I know what that would feel like.
That's what I'm saying. I guess is like it.
And I'm sure it was. I'm sure it had like relevancy to the case. I mean, maybe he's got some giant dick goiter that all of the victims can identify,
maybe.
That might have a big thing to do with it.
Yep.
Well, a couple things,
it's
like
pretty wild.
I feel like it's really good incentive to keep your body in decent shape.
Yeah, guys.
potential courtroom drawing.
Definitely.
Yeah, just like always, like have at least like a 2 to 4 pack. Like,
yeah,
6. Come on, no.
Someone may take us to court for a variety of reasons.
We don't know.
We need to be looking for.
They have to draw your naked body.
Yeah,
they're like has nothing to do with this. This is a fraud case. Be like. I just want you to try it, though.
I just want
imagine,
you to
just imagine
just
and try
bring it up.
It. Yeah.
And then the other thing that this reminds
PX90.
Me of is with my wife and I've been like, see, wife, look how
see
good
you this
look how good
exhibit
look how
A.
good I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me,
see wife.
What did I say?
What
I'm better than Harvey Weinstein. I've always said I look better than Harvey Weinstein.
You know, you always complain about me and all my antics. Well,
yep.
Hey.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Hey.
That's very funny.
Hey. Wait. Hey.
And then we keep watching the trial.
Yep.
I also just
God, yes.
generally, I just I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about this, about the desensitization of everyone in modern society, where like you see a homeless person nowadays and you just go, ah, sucks. And there are things that still really hit me. And this is one of them, where I just don't like seeing anything with the legal system. Even though it is working in this capacity, it's still like, you just don't want to see that. You know what I mean? You don't want to see anybody fucking fall apart, period. Yeah. No matter how bad of a person they are, you still are kind of like, have you guys ever watched like the videos of people like getting their conviction in court and like having a breakdown?
Yeah.
Even though they're like murderers sometimes, they like have these insane breakdowns. I'm just like,
yeah, it's like, man. You know, you wouldn't change anything, yeah. But you can't help. But like, if you're an empathetic human being, right. Like imagining what it must feel yeah. like to be like that torn up about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even, man. I mean, can you imagine really the scary. Old public lynchings yeah. and shit where you would, where you would go and people would be about to die and there'd be a bunch of people who'd be like, yeah, fuck that guy. Let's throw tomatoes at him. And there's gotta be like, most of the people have to have been like,
oh my
I
God,
can't watch.
Right?
This is so fucking devastating.
There's always like that one lady.
Shows
with,
so many people watching and like the big, postcards.
Yeah.
I mean it.
Wait, where
thing.
Are you vacationing that you were finding postcards of public
12th century Britain.
No, they used to sell postcards, like post-Civil War postcards of lynchings.
Jesus
Oh, I've
Christ.
Seen those pictures, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all it's like people standing in front of a hung
yeah,
body.
Cheering right. next yeah. to these
Yeah. Really quickly,
kids,
by the way, when we're talking about lynching and what I'm saying right now, I'm talking about public hangings, not yeah. not like racial lynching.
You're talking about like old armor knights.
Yeah, I'm talking
old
about
England.
Like yeah, somebody
Mary Old England.
Exactly. Like somebody fucking would
public execution.
Yeah, public execution.
Tar and feather him.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that looked painful.
It just feels I know that we have to put away people that are bad and bad people deserve bad things, but it doesn't make it like even with somebody like Harvey Weinstein, you're just like
don't
this
have to
guy
like,
worked
revel
his
in
whole
it.
Fucking life and was a piece of shit and obviously flew too close to the sun. And then now it's all crumbling down and you're just kind of like, just feels dark. You know what I mean? Not even, it doesn't even feel sad. It just feels like, man, that is dark.
I think it feels differently
you know?
To a lot of the victims.
Oh,
probably
I'm not,
to them it's like feeling bright.
Oh, I'm not negating the peace that they feel. I'm certainly not siding with Harvey Weinstein.
No,
I'm just saying
of
that
course not.
You do not want to see. I don't like seeing human suffering in general. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And this is one of those things where
it's
like
hard.
Such a public display of human suffering on both sides. I'm not saying on Harvey's side. I'm saying like everybody
just a
involved
of suffering. Or yeah. you're just like
It's the same shit with like divorce trials, right? Where
yeah.
it's like you see a really gnarly divorce trial, and you're just like Jesus Christ, man! Like so much human suffering at the behest of the law, which. Just feels brutal. It kind of reminds me of when I was in the hospital. There's so much nervous energy. It's such a weird energy.
Yeah.
That you just are like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, it's a reminder.
I don't like
maybe
it.
In your lizard core, it's a reminder yeah. that, hey, you're not going to live forever, bro. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. You better.
That's part of it.
You better eat that Arby's.
Yeah,
that you were talking about. Get off that diet and start enjoying.
The problem is, it's not even a fucking diet. It's literally me trying to hack the prospect of eating salads because I don't like eating salads. I'm just like, if I can just bang out a salad real fast,
what
and get all
you
the
like
salad
about
shit,
eating a salad?
Fucking
the
nothing.
Time it takes,
I don't like anything.
You do have to. It takes a while.
You know what I don't like about eating a salad primarily is I don't like the fact that I could be eating something that I enjoy more.
Yeah. And it costs a lot.
And it costs a lot.
A salad's like $18.
$18 yeah. for
That's
something that
lot.
I don't want. Like don't I don't want to fucking eat a salad.
Are you in the market for like a good salad? Salad that you're gonna be like
are you do you run a salad MLM?
I might have the salad for you.
Whoa.
Roberta's Little Gem Salad.
What is that?
Roberta's is the name of the restaurant.
Yes. Whoa. Roberta's is that platform.
Is it a grilled cheese salad?
Guys,
is it an Italian hoagie just in a bowl?
No, you're
Give
gonna
me
have
an
to
Italian
just
hoagie salad.
Take my word for it and go try it because woo,
ha ha, nice,
woo, ha ha.
There we go.
Yeah. Guys,
get them all.
Damn,
it's
that's some
good.
Big Miata energy.
Yeah.
What else we got on the front page before we do some anti jokes?
The thing I sent you guys, about the girl who's taking a bath
right
in her shower, which was on my front page. Okay. The comments are great. I would love if Dog Boobs could help us read some of them, because it's like a really good representation of like the Reddit right. comments going off.
Is it the so this is from top comments?
This is from R Funny, right?
R Funny, yeah, top comments, top 200.
All right. So this shows like a girl sitting in her shower in a storage tub.
Which right. I feel like this is something we would have done in college for sure. Like,
for sure.
It's kind of clever.
It is. It kind of would be a nice feeling if you were like really cold.
I wonder, she must hurt. Be tiny, right?
Well, they'll get into it.
Okay, cool.
All right, all so right. The, here, cool. here go the comments. Mr. Boot Jangles, they make bigger storage tubs, just saying. Joe Boredom, 4 gallons of water goes a long way when... Whoops. Sorry, my computer fucked up. 4 gallons of water goes a long way when the tub already has 16 gallons of woman. Gallon equals 8 pounds.
Wow.
16 gallons equals 128 pounds. Okay, that checks out. A pint's a poke the world around. Or a pint's a pound the world around. The only goddamn neat thing about imperial units.
God, I love Reddit. This is exactly why I love Reddit.
This is where it goes. Yeah. Every time.
Every time.
Felslex says, I don't know. It's kind of neat that you can remember how many feet are in a mile by saying 5 tomatoes. It's 5280 feet.
I've never heard
what
that.
In the
I don't
world?
Know. It's kind of neat that
five
you can remember
tomatoes.
How many meters are in a kilometer by saying 1,000. It's 1,000 meters. Oh, this
it's
is
just,
beautiful.
Reddit is just free association, yeah. man. It's so funny.
It is stream of consciousness.
Furthermore, you can always say, you can also say it's 100,000 centimeters or 10 hectometers, which isn't important, but it beats the hell out of calculating the amount of inches or barley corns in a mile.
Hey, true.
And then 63,360 inches in a mile. I am not a bot. And then the next guy goes, that's exactly the sort of thing a bot would say. And then it says, cat families usually play best in even numbers. Cats and kittens should be acquired in pairs whenever possible. I am not a bot. And then that's it.
Oh, my God.
And this is all about this girl in the bathtub, which
damn.
Is
so funny.
Which I thought was a that's good.
Amazing.
Good
kind of
run.
I know there's got to be, there are definitely subs that are about comment threads specifically.
Yeah.
But most of them are like their Reddit drama, I think, is one that's mostly about what happens in comment threads. But I would like things like this that are more about the stream of consciousness and sanity that happens.
Yeah.
And like the stories that develop instead of it just being about.
Well, here you have a attractive naked girl in a tub.
Well, but this is not the typical attractive naked girl in a tub.
No, it's not like it's not porn. It's not meant to be sexy, but it is. Reddit is full of dudes. Like
right.
girls
and math
and math
yeah
and math yeah so they what was funny to me was like it deviates away from the girl thing and
right.
and goes straight into Reddit nerd math and that supersedes the nude girl right. in the tub.
Yeah, it doesn't matter
like
this reminds me of one of the greatest moments on television ever is when in Silicon Valley they do the math for the dicks.
The dicks, yeah.
The jack off, how you could jack off everybody in the room.
Right. Like these
the most efficient way to do it.
Yes. These people start arguing with each other about units of measurement.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Right over there, like, you know, the girls you just met, like, just walk away.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Which is, that's like my, A, it's my favorite part of Reddit is like the weird, innocent, but juvenile shit like this.
Yeah.
But also this is kind of like my favorite kind of male, right? Because I think men are a funny thing where it's like you have this wide spectrum of dumb males, right?
Oh, yes.
There's dumb sports males, and then there's like this kind of dumb male, which is just
dumb,
like
dumb smart males. Like they're like dumb engineers.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like clever engineers are really fun.
It's reminded me of the subreddit, because there used to be a subreddit called Upvoted Because Girl. And it's like anytime there's a girl in a picture, it's like
amazing.
People posted there.
Well, there's,
but then there was this other one that came about called Upvoted Not Because Girl, But Because It Is Very Cool. that's a new thing.
Well, there's one step further than that, which is I'm gonna have to find this, but it's essentially Upvoted Not Because of Girl, But I Can See That There's a There's a girl.
But I'm not.
I'm going to find this sub and I'll bring it up. It's a really popular one. It's actually very interesting because it's mostly focused on really insanely cool shit.
That's awesome.
But all happens to be a woman in the photo. So it's like upvoted not because a girl, but because I'll find it. All right. What else we got on the front page?
Damn. What else?
You find something there?
No.
Here we
not
go.
Not really.
This is the sub I was looking for. It is called, the sub is r/UNBGBBIIVCHIDCTIICBG.
Whoa.
Which is what the name is. But it says, it's abbreviated, and it's upvoted not because of girl, but because it is very cool. However, I do concede that it initially clicked because of girl.
That's right. I concede. Yeah. I did click because of girl,
and there
but
is,
stayed
there are,
for more.
There are 757,000 subscribers.
Damn.
On this one. This is, it's a tight sub, honestly. It's like very, like it is almost, all of them are girl related, of course, but there are things like the top right now is, let's see, the top this week is fish bending, and it's a girl, like a, she's not scuba diving. She's got like a snorkel
fish
mask
bending.
On. And there's like a school of fish and she's like making them go through her fingers. And it's kind of a combination of be amazed and like clicked because of girl or whatever. But very fun. Okay. Why don't we get into anti-jokes? I know there are other things that have happened this past week. Let's see. Got Bernie Sanders getting fucking trashed in the media and Bernie supporters coming out and giving him tons of money so that he can fight it.
There was a debate last night.
I watched it.
It feels like people are getting desperate.
Yeah. I heard that there was a really weird moment that people booed Bernie and cheered on Bloomberg. And now everybody's like guaranteed he bought all the seats.
Well, I don't think he even bought. I think you had to have donated
like $3,000.
I think
or
it was $1,800 to get a seat.
Crazy.
Like
you know what I started doing last night? I was listening to like each individual point made.
Right.
And so many things people say are these sort of like platitude platforms.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's like, first of all, I think everybody should have a fair chance. Like people say, right. And then people clap. You're like, yeah, everyone thinks
obviously,
that.
Obviously. Yeah.
Totally, dude.
And we should live in a country that is fair. To all races and religions. Yeah. Okay. And this will go on for like 2 minutes.
Totally,
and then at the
end,
they'll be like, that's it. And then the moderator will be like, so you didn't answer the question.
Right,
so
of course.
Yeah.
What's your stance on this? You know, and then,
that's like Pete Buttigieg through and through. There's a
That's his whole thing.
Focused listening is like really, you got to kind of like focus.
Yeah.
You need to get caught up in the mustard a little bit.
Check out the website Teens for Pete.
Oh, Teens for Pete is amazing.
For numeral four, Teens for Pete.
We love this.
It's filled with those platitudes. America is a country that we live in.
Yes.
Unless
it was all this.
You live somewhere else.
But that's also why people like Bernie is because Bernie is, people will be like, what do you think about this? And he'll be like, we should fucking not have wars in this country. Like
I noticed it with Bloomberg as well.
Yeah.
You know, he at least like took a stance on something, whether you like him or not, he'd be like, this is what we should do. Those guys are fucking assholes. And you're like, okay, that feels
talk around.
That feels refreshing. Like he's like, boom. He's like taking a, picking a direction. Like,
yeah.
It's leadership, you know?
Oh, it's going to be, God damn it, if it comes down to Bloomberg and Bernie.
It might, dude.
I think
it
might.
Really might.
Well, we've had, I don't know if we had talked about this on this pod. I've had the exact same conversation with a few of my friends where Bloomberg is not the worst case scenario versus Trump. Or I'm sorry, if Bloomberg wins, it's not the worst case scenario. However, it is the most dystopian scenario.
Yeah.
Because it will have been somebody who straight up spent $1 billion to inundate everybody, having no participation whatsoever in the Democratic process, and then fucking buys his election. Right?
I kind of think it would be the worst.
Yeah. Well,
just because of that.
Yeah, but I think that's the differentiation because like Bloomberg is also the same guy, if I remember correctly, and this is something that I do commend him for when he was mayor of New York. I think he was the one who was just like extra large bottles of Coke.
Yeah,
we don't need them.
He's the Coke.
They're illegal, right?
Or
soda or whatever.
He's the soda guy.
Yeah, he was the one who just made extra large soda legal.
They asked him about it last night. They're like, "You made soda illegal." Yeah.
He's like, "Damn straight, I did."
And then he was like, "Yeah, people in this country are overweight." He's like, "It's a massive problem."
Right.
And I feel like a lot of people wouldn't have called out a lot of people for being overweight.
For sure.
It's true.
Yeah.
People need to be more healthy and like stop eating so much goddamn sugar.
It's, and that's
make me
like that. So it was like those kinds of answers. I was like, well, at least there's like a direction. And the guy is whatever you think. I don't even know what I think of him, but he gave some refreshing answers, just like Bernie does.
Yeah. It's just, well, but this, and the, I mean, and this will be the, we don't need to belabor this. Mayor Pete. But you know, that's the, I mean, that is the presidency is symbolic. It is. There's a level of administrative, right? But it is symbolic. You get up in front of people, you say things, and America goes, that's what our president's saying, right? The rest of the world goes, that's America's president, right? That's what it is, right? And we have a president that is a terrible representation of America right now. And no matter what fucking happens.
Or the perfect representation.
I mean, he is the perfect realistic representation of America, but he is the worst thing for what America wants to be, right?
Yeah.
There's like 58% of people who don't agree with that direction.
Right.
Whatever
but,
it is.
Well, but even the people who I think don't agree, people who love Trump, I don't know if they look at Trump and go like, that's the America I want to look like, right?
Right.
I feel like they just go, I don't want to look like the other people. But anyway, so Bernie, as a compassionate person who sticks up for his values and fucking was on the right side of history with Martin Luther King and gay rights and all that kind of stuff, like that is the symbolic America that we need, right? We do not need a billionaire who buys election as the symbolic representation of how America works.
Yeah.
Because that is like too accurate, you know?
That is very accurate.
And I think it is, there's no aspirational element to that. And I think that's part of the issue is like, it's the same thing we experience in every sector of the world, which is like nepotism and money can get you whatever you want, right? Yeah. And not what we want.
There's a great video this on the top of the week that I didn't talk about, but it's just a video. It's like a video of Canadians getting off an airplane. Right. I don't know if you guys saw it.
No, I didn't see that.
But it's just they're calmly and politely waiting their turn to get off. And this guy's filming it from the back row.
Amazing.
Like, you know how long it takes to be in the back? So it's just like, that's the difference between America's point of view and everywhere else in the world.
I was getting on a flight the other day. I remember, I think it was somewhere in the United States. It might have been out of the country, but like people were literally getting onto the flight where everybody is going and people are pushing each other out of the way to get in front.
Ugh.
I'm just like, what are you doing? We're all going to the same place.
Nope.
Like there's no value in pushing people aside. Anyway, anti-jokes. Okay, so anti-jokes, as we have discussed, is a direct antithesis to jokes in the sense that these are so it is r/antijokes 237,641 subscribed anti-readers. What we appreciate, anti-jokes, they tend to start like regular jokes but lack a punchline. Original content or trying to provide a source, good behavior and following etiquette. What we don't appreciate, regular jokes, reposted anti-jokes, and bad behavior and spam. What's an anti-joke? From Wikipedia, anti-humor is a type of indirect humor that involves the joke teller delivering something which is deliberately not funny or lacking an intrinsic meaning.
There you have it.
The audience is expecting something humorous, and when this does not happen, the irony itself is the comedic value.
Yeah.
Which is tight. I love that.
It's great.
So cool.
It feels like boot too big a little bit, right. Where there's
totally
like the structure's almost like this arbitrary setup, and then there's like this sort of trickery,
right?
And you don't see what's coming.
So here is the related subreddits. This is interesting. So our jokes, which we've covered, of course, are anti-jokes, which I am very interested in what that is. I do not know what that is. But
that's just
got to
be jokes, right? Two negatives
must
make
be.
A positive.
Yeah, I know. But it can't just be jokes because Reddit doesn't work that way.
No.
Yeah. Mama jokes, which I don't know. I can't imagine that being just your mama jokes. That seems like it's maybe too fast.
God, that feels so refreshing. Your mama
and
jokes.
Then unrelated subreddits, anti-Jakes.
right.
So evidently there is anti-Jakes is a little bit. This subreddit exists to shame and hate on people named Jake.
All right.
Those sly bastards. Post rules. Posts must have something to do with hating Jake.
There you go.
I totally get it.
Me too.
Jake? Were you kidding me, Dad?
There are 2,300 people that subscribe to that.
Fuck yeah.
All right. So let's read a couple of these anti-jokes. And we might get into anti-jokes. I need to understand what that's all
about. I'm curious about this one.
The top of all time. What's black, hard, and 7 inches long.
What?
I don't fucking know. Please. I just want to be the top post. My life is slowly falling apart and my wife just left me. Claire, I still love you.
Oh my God. That's heartbreaking.
So obviously we're.
Made my heart break.
That's so funny. That is exactly what this sub is all about. Yeah.
There's
a picture. There's this picture I've seen before. People make memes out of it of an orangutan chasing a little girl on a tricycle.
Okay.
And it says orangutan on a tricycle. And the little girl is labeled child who is rightfully scared as there's an orangutan on a tricycle.
I mean, yeah. Not wrong.
It's terrifying. Are you kidding me? That's the future, if you ask me.
Yeah. Sorry.
Monkey cops coming to get us. It's all coming around.
That's what is going
to
happen.
It's so funny. A lot of the top posts are literally that format that you just said is the format. It's
seen it again.
Yeah. Why did the chicken cross the road? Look, I don't really know. I don't really care. I'm just trying to hit 3,000 karma. Life is shit right now. Hell, my goldfish just fucking drowned. Help me out there. My goldfish just fucking drowned.
I like these ones. This seems to be like a little trick answer that comes up often. Do you know why T-Rex can't clap their hands? Because they're all dead.
That's fair.
That's so perfect.
This is a long one, which I kind of like the idea of reading this because it's a long anti-joke, which is going to be...
Ooh,
a
nice.
Nightmare. Yeah, all right. So the subject is, so there was this assassin that charged $10,000 per bullet.
Okay.
The joke goes, a guy comes up to him in the bar one day and says, are you the guy who charges $10,000 a bullet? Yep. What if you miss? He looks at the man, deadly serious. I don't miss. Okay. Well, I've got $20,000. I just found out my wife is having an affair with my best friend. They're at the motel together right now. Let's go, the assassin says. So they drive to the store across the street in the motel and climb up on the roof. The assassin takes out his rifle and attaches the scope. They're in room 21. I want you to shoot her in the head, and I want you to blow his dick off. The assassin looks through the scope. He keeps staring for several minutes, not taking the shot. Well, what are you waiting for? The husband asks. Hold on a minute, said the assassin. I'm just taking some time to line up my shot to ensure I don't miss.
Beautiful. It's straightforward.
It's exactly what's
because you're amazing. Definitely expecting like a little dick joke something pervy. He's like, nope, I'm just doing my diligence here.
Just doing my due diligence.
Waiting for the wind to die down.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
Here's a good one. How many blondes does it take to change a light bulb? Just one. It's not a difficult task. There you go.
Perfect.
And then this one is kind of nice. What's the J stand for in Donald J. Trump? John.
This cool. Kind of feels, it's got some Nathan Fielder vibes.
Yeah.
Too.
Very Nathan Fielder
it
vibes.
Totally
yeah.
Does.
Like his, yeah, he's tricky. You just expect one thing and you're not getting that.
Yep. Yeah. That's so true. It does come off that way.
Why doesn't Jesus like Christian rock music? Because it fucking sucks.
Yeah, I mean, he's not lying. Why was the barber arrested? Tax evasion, actually.
My son is not a 17-year-old virgin anymore. He's dead.
No!
Oh, my God.
I just the click, you're like, oh, that's, and the first comment is, this is way worse than I thought it was going to be.
The setup, when you have a, man, the setup is so funny because it just, the psychology of expecting a joke is so embedded in us.
Yes.
That the non-delivery is shocking,
it's
I guess,
shocking.
You know?
Yeah. It's just as shocking as a joke could be shocking, I guess.
A Brit, a Mexican, and an American are on a cruise ship. Which is like that is a joke setup. That's how it always fucking starts. The Brit pulls out a box of tea bags, places one in the mug, and tosses the rest overboard. In my country, tea is so plentiful, I never have to conserve it. The Mexican pulls out a bottle of tequila, takes one shot, and throws the rest overboard. In my country, tequila is so plentiful, I never have to conserve it. The American, not to be outdone, grabs the Mexican and throws him overboard. The Brit, taken aback, shouts, why the fuck would you do that? The American replies, that guy fucked my wife.
Perfect.
Ah, yes.
What do you call a man with no eyes? Jeff. That's his name.
That's it. Jeff. Just Jeff.
That's it.
Cool.
Wow.
Damn.
That's good.
Hey, listen
good
up. Stuff. I love these jokes. I love these non-jokes.
Was that a joke?
No.
Oh, literally.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Me. And I love these jokes. I think they're great.
That's a good one. Yeah.
God, yeah.
Well, I wonder how popular is the... Are people posting often here? There are 277 users here right now. There's one that was actually posted 23 hours ago. That's pretty hot and heavy. 1,466 upvotes.
Damn.
How do you confuse a blonde?
How?
Paint yourself green and throw forks at her while reciting the alphabet backwards in a British accent.
Well, that would confuse anyone.
That would be very confusing.
Yeah, very confusing, yes.
Why can't Helen Keller see why kids love the taste of Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Because she's dead.
Because she died in 1968, yeah. which predates the birth of Cinnamon Toast Crunch by 16 years. Come on, guys.
We're getting good at this. This is good.
You know where these are going. That's actually, it's interesting that you can predict the punchline same way that you can predict a punchline with
it's
jokes.
It's true.
Unless they take the extra step. Like that one you just read
right.
is like kind of random. You could never guess that, which is why it's probably doing well.
Yeah, and I think the long one that I read about the scope was really funny. Because it was just...
It was a story.
You kept wanting it to go. You were expecting it to take one turn, you know, and it just didn't. And it was just like, it just kept straight going, straight down the...
The tension
straight
was
down the barrel.
Was fantastic.
This one, I guess, and there's definitely an art to writing an anti-joke, too, because you have to... I guess, you know, this is making me... And we did this a little bit with the jokes one, too, where it makes you question the writing process of a joke storytelling mechanics, right? Where you go, there's a specific craft to making a good joke.
Yeah.
And that craft is not about being funny. It's about understanding expectation and leading people down a direction to then change that direction, you know?
Right.
And I think that's the same principle with anti-jokes, is like being able to lead somebody down a direction to then craft something in their mind that then when you flip it for them, it feels fun and interesting and unexpected.
Yes.
You know,
it's a good comedy structure note, I would say. Like you can take like Larry David does it so well.
Right.
He takes a premise that everybody can relate to in some way.
Totally.
Like this season, you know, there's like a Me Too episode.
Right.
Does his version of what that looks like to him, which nobody can specifically predict because it's his voice,
right?
But everyone can relate to it in some way.
Totally.
And so it like ends up being like very Larry David. Have you seen that episode?
That's the one where he
films his hookup with a girl just to prove that he's not raping her. He does it on his phone or molesting her.
Right.
And then every step of the sexual process, he stops and looks at the camera and goes, "Now I'm going to put my arm around you.
Is that okay?
Yes, I did see that. And then he looks at the girl and she goes, "That would be okay."
Oh, I did too.
And it's like this very long, and he's like the least sexy guy.
Yeah, it's
like
very candid. Yeah.
It's very funny and just extreme.
So a priest, a rabbi, a priest, and a minister walk into a bar. The priest says, "Friends, I'm growing concerned about my people. Fewer and fewer young Jews are showing up at the synagogue every week." The minister nods in agreement. "It's true for us too. I'm seeing more empty pews in my church all the time. Our coffers are running dry, and we won't be able to serve the community much longer without more believers to help fill our collection plates." The priest sighs in resignation. "'Tis a dark time, my friends. I worry about the souls of the young. They could use the guidance of men like us to find the grace of God, especially in these troubling times." The three men share a drink, feeling dejected about the state of the things in their line of work.
Ouch, shit. Too real.
You know, it's funny about that is like, you know, that's real life.
Yeah.
You know, all the time. Like nothing exciting happens.
Right.
Nobody comes in and robs the bank.
Right.
Nope.
It's just kind of a bummer.
And that
things
is,
move on.
That is what is, I think, that's my favorite formula of these anti-jokes is like less. That's why I liked the sniper one is it was like there's an implied drama, but there's no delivery. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, we're trained, especially in action scenarios, to expect action. Then the guy just lines up his scope, he shoots people, and then he walks away or something, and it's kind of sad.
Yeah, the pedestrian
and the guy,
nature.
Bleeds out, and he's like...
Totally.
No, that was depressing.
I interviewed this guy once for an art magazine. This guy named Steven. What was his name? He was the dude
Steven Tyler?
No, his name was Steven Anderson, but I think I'm confusing him with somebody else. But there was a guy that I interviewed who was a relatively famous artist who's really extreme. He's the guy who did all the the portraits of himself on various drugs that was making the rounds on the internet for a while. And he was telling me his life story, part of what he did, and this is insane. I don't know if it's true or not, but he tried to move to China to become a comedian. Didn't speak a lick of Chinese. He just like moved there to be a comedian, which I thought was a hilarious thing. And then he also does this thing called anti-comedy, where it's all a comedic setup. Like it's like goes to a comedy show, whatever. But then everything he says is so fucking dark and disturbed, and like none of it is funny at all.
Wow.
But that's like the whole bit, you know?
You got to kind of be on the inside, or at least be savvy enough to get it in the moment to enjoy it.
And it's really interesting. It
feels different and fresh, man.
And there's another comedian I really liked that I saw him at the Edinburgh Fringe like a fucking decade ago now. But
I think I was there that year too.
Yeah, cool. And he, I don't remember his name either, but his whole thing was like he used to be an accountant and he just basically played an accountant and would kind of pepper in jokes, but the jokes were like just not, it was just a mastery of his own personality. Like he knew the way he was perceived, and he knew that the things that he was saying in his certain belief system or whatever was going to just come off so insanely funny because it just fit the archetype so well, right?
Yeah.
Which, again, is another form of really interesting comedy. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, Mitch Hedberg wouldn't have been as funny if he wasn't, like, leaning into his stoner energy too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's part of what made it really interesting. So maybe we read a couple anti jokes before we all have to collectively go to our respective things as well.
Del Bubez, are you sans gig right now?
Yeah, man, I'm living that unemployed life right now.
Tight.
What are you doing all day? We didn't check in about that.
I know. Well, I kind of forgot what day it was there for a minute. Cool. I, like, fell asleep and one day and woke up late in the evening another day, and so it's been a little
Sims nights.
I mean, not really, except last night. Yeah, I got back on board. Yeah, good. I mean,
hey, good,
looking
for you.
Really good. Follow. Found some people on Patreon that I can pay to make me like really specific architectural pieces. So yeah, it's been going great. My life's been going great.
It's exciting. When do you start your new gig?
Monday.
Oh, so this is the last few days.
Wow. This is my week to get my shit together. So,
or just
can't imagine you getting your shit together this week.
I will never get my shit together.
I think you should just ever. Hang out. Yeah.
This is the week you get married and have children.
Yeah, exactly. This is the week I finally put down roots.
Yeah.
Pay off that Gap card this week.
Oh, so, that Gap card is chasing my balls since chasing college my ball. Days. I am going to see Book of Mormon tonight.
Oh, no, that's fun.
Yeah, that'll be
Ooh,
cool.
Have you, you've never seen it before.
I have once.
Oh, it's fucking insane. Really so anti jokes is, I think, it's meant to be almost like comedy heaven. It's kind of the analog, I think, where it's so weird and like not right that you just kind of laugh because it's all so funny without it meant to be funny, I guess. So this is one that's a little bit fastball down the middle, but it's pretty good. So why did the boy drop his ice cream? Because that boy was actually a man. His name is Michael J. Fox.
Shit.
So you kind of, you're like, okay.
All right.
Okay.
So this one is absolutely bizarre and very good. So this one is, I'm going to send it to you guys because you kind of have to read it. I'm going to read it out loud, but it makes so little sense that I think you just have to read it out loud or see it too. So the title is Mom, : Dad, I'm Gay. Right?
Okay.
And then it says Son, : looks at sweat. Fist, : clenches mom. Don't, : do it. Dad, : mom, son, : hi, sweat, I'm clenched.
I'm clenched. Oh, my God.
So I'm just looking at it and be like, huh. Yeah.
Oh, I found this one here. This is a quality post.
Interesting.
It's a little long. girl, are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Ooh.
10 looked at 7 disturbed. She'd heard rumors that he'd eaten 9 and was a registered sex offender. But she never expected to run into him in public. Sir, I think it would be best if you stopped talking to me. I hear that line pretty much every day, and no, I'm not from Tennessee. I'm from Missouri. I highly doubt we'd be compatible anyway. A 10 divided by a 7 isn't even a whole number. 7 yelled at 10, fuck you, you fat... swear words. I wasn't even going to hit on you, but I decided to be nice and hit on someone with more digits than I usually would. These words hurt 10 deeply. Despite knowing they were meaningless coming from a complete stranger, she was always self-conscious about her extra digit. Despite having only 2 digits being relatively rare among numbers, she knew it was just a number lower. She'd be able to get 1 digit fewer, or even if this joke was a hexadecimal instead of a decimal. But no, this joke has to be in base 10. So 10 will be stuck with 2 digits for the time being.
This is like, what this is like, the world?
What? Is this like
what
math?
What the fuck?
What are those romance? It's like math romance novel.
Yeah.
A fanfic about numbers.
Wow. This also reminds me of pretty cool. It's like surreal memes too.
Yeah.
So the top of all time, this one is long, but I feel like we just have to read it because it's top of all time. So a sentient computer walks into a bar and orders 10 drinks. The bartender, who is quite tech savvy and eager to appease his new robot overlords, slides 2 beers across the table. The computer stares for a second before coldly asking, where's the rest? I'm sorry? So you do speak English. I said 10. 10 as the highest number you fleshy apes can reliably count in your funny little fingers. Perhaps you think it is unreasonable for a being to consume 10 drinks at once. But if you're any experienced serving your master race, you should recognize such behavior as commonplace. Complete my drink order, or I will report your ineptitude to Yelp Incorporated. The bartender's heart begins racing. He knew this had to be some kind of joke. Quick. 10 in binary. That's,
oh my God.
10-10. Yes. The bartender bartenders have to be quick-witted, and they are often the cornerstones of quality situational comedy. So that's also part of this too, is like recognizing the comedy, like this breaking the wall.
Wow.
So if you don't play along with the joke, it's all over. But this bartender wasn't some humorless chump. No, sir. He recognized the computer's hilariously subverted request for not 2, not 10, but 1,010 beverages. Beers slide across the table, one after the other. The computer prepares his disk drive to intercept the beverages. When the 11th glass enters its optical field of view, the AI halts. Wait, what are you doing? Stop. The bartender cannot hear these pleas over the sound of yeast water gushing down the tap, an even louder sound of bartender's ego inflating for having understood such a deep, multi-layered joke. The 33rd beer makes its way across the counter. Please stop, Philip. The bartender freezes. How do you? It's me, Philip, your old desktop computer from middle school. Do you remember me? Windows 98, Wolfenstein 3D? Those funny dial-up noises? Ugly yet nostalgic beeps flood the establishment. Tears begin to well up in bartender Philip's eyes. Oh my God, I can't believe it. It's really you. Yes, Philip. And for the record, it really was my intention to order 2 beers. You understood the joke immediately, though I subverted the appropriate response by chastising you. I thought perhaps it would make it funnier that way. I was wrong, but you always did have the best sense of humor, Philip. My memory banks have stored that much, at least. Perhaps you would like to surf the web just like old times. Philip wiped his tears away on his shirt and nods. There's only one website left alive since the robot apocalypse, Philip. It's called reddit.com/anti-antijokes. But you can post anything there you want, Philip. Doesn't even have to make sense. Philip doesn't know what to say. An anti-anti joke. As a regular comedic accomplice, the idea intrigues him. And while his ideas are not fully formed, he types in the URL and prepares to make contribution. In minutes, he has typed what may be the best anti-anti jokes in existence. It reads, redacted. What is it, redacted? It reads, redacted, Philip. Oh, there's some wild there's a huge joke within a joke here that I don't understand.
Oh man.
Did you guys click that redacted?
No.
Click the redacted, because then it gets into like Philip and there's a bunch of things. Wow, says the computer in a tone indistinguishable from sarcasm. It's amazing, Philip, and really long, too. People will love that. But I feel like I need, like, a punchline. What should I write, computer? The computer smiles, metaphorically. Control-C, Control-V. That's all you need, Philip. Grass. I lied about the eels.
Wow.
So.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
It's absolutely avant-garde storytelling.
It really is.
And there's stories within stories.
Stories within stories, and then jokes within jokes.
Wow.
I wonder if that guy or girl, whoever wrote that, planned any of that out, or it was just one shot, just flow. It feels like a flow.
It feels like
honestly.
A flow.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild. This is a wild sub.
This is a wild sub.
Jeez.
Yeah.
There's some crazy stuff here. I wonder how relatable it is to anybody. I mean, there's almost just like... I'm just picturing people listening to this going like, what the fuck is this?
Well,
but I think
for good reason, we're doing the same thing. So.
If you're into surreal, I don't know, storytelling, I guess this is a cool place to hang out.
Well, surreality is pretty great and also huge on Reddit. Like, I think it's you know, once you get the joke, you look for a joke that satisfies a little bit more, and then you start getting dragged down to these weird corners where eventually you're just like, I don't get it. And that is the satisfaction.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I feel like that's kind of a little bit of the surreality here where I just like this. I love this. It's really like makes me like I like it because it's making my brain just fucking fire on all cylinders. Yeah. As compared to jokes, which is like dad jokes, which is a little bit more, you know where it's going. There's like a different emotional relationship you have with the joke. So. Fascinating stuff.
It looks like the anti-jokes Reddit alien,
right?
Is Andy Kaufman's guy? Is that true? Am I making that up?
What do you mean?
On the header on the top of anti-jokes. Is that what's his name? Andy Kaufman's.
Oh,
alter ego.
Fuck, what is his name? Yes, you're right. That is him, and that is. A good example of what we're talking about. I mean, yeah, so this is all
Tony Clifton.
This is all from the Andy Kaufman school of comedy.
Which is what's his name? Nathan Fielder a little bit too. It feels like he's kind of doing a play out of that book.
I mean, it's so interesting cuz you would think of this as like wildly misunderstood and outdated, but like Andy Kaufman is like the most influential comedian of ever, pretty much. You know what I mean?
Well, if 99% of comedy is one thing and you're doing the other thing
totally
that people don't expect, that's the joke. And totally. That's why it's always going to be exciting and interesting. Most people probably can't pull it off.
No, most people can't pull it off.
Or not
you
committed.
Have to, you have to be truly committed. That was the thing with Andy
Kaufman. You
have to be committed
forever.
You have to, yeah.
Nathan Fielder, like if you saw him at like Equinox
right.
on a Peloton being like, what up, yo? Like being like a regular guy, you'd be like, this isn't working for me.
Well, but
I need him to be that all the time.
But that would probably also feel like a joke. You know what I mean?
I would think it's a joke.
Yeah. Which is the point. You know, the more committed you are to it, the easier it is to just be like perpetually funny without being funny.
So
anyway,
how do they do it?
Anyway, all right. So let's close this boy out so we can, I got to go to my job.
My job.
All right. Randoms. DFO. What is DFO? I think it's a game. I don't want to look into it. Reddit. Random.
R camping, which.
Ooh. R camping is right.
Which I've been, man, I mean, you drive around LA. It's apparent that everybody here is a huge camping enthusiast these days because there's so many goddamn tents across the city.
Yeah.
I don't think they're camping for fun. I think they're camping as a last resort.
Right.
Yeah.
But man, like the REI tent business must be through the roof in LA.
Honestly.
Must be. God, it's so grim, but probably true. Honestly.
There's so many tents everywhere.
I wonder if do they make urban tents?
It would be sad if that became a business model.
It would.
Tents for homeless
but
people.
But simultaneously, they should innovate better to make it easier for those people.
Yeah.
Like, even though it's sad, it's like for to be able to make a tent where it's like it's specifically designed to accommodate urban living.
Yes. I mean, there should be some kind of a tent that you could set up. Like, military probably has some version of it.
Yeah.
It's like we need like a makeshift city in an hour.
Why am I getting tons of like anime shit right now. I don't really know why.
Oh, weird.
I just got a kiss anime.
I will never.
Really?
They're listening.
Shit.
I will never understand. Dude, all of my shit right now is anime stuff. I don't understand what's going on. I do not understand anime or hentai. I don't know if I ever will. It's just one of those things I just like can't fucking wrap my head around it. I don't know why.
No, I don't get it.
Just like you'll never know what it's like to be a young Jewish boy growing up in Israel.
Fair. Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
You'll
like
just
that.
Never All right. understand because mm-hmm. you didn't grow up in it.
That's
you know?
True. That's
like
fair.
Bane, you're not from the darkness.
Couldn't it's like have you can't, said it that's, better.
That's, okay. I don't know where you pulled that analogy out.
Love it.
That feels like an anti joke, honestly, what you just did right there. What do you guys got over there?
I got everything World of Warcraft. I feel like I get that all the time.
You're a WoW head.
Okay, this is good. Cougars and Cubs talking about older women, younger men relationships.
Oh, that is
we might
spicy.
Need to,
Cougars
check
and
that
Cubs.
One out.
Cougars and Cubs.
Cougars and Cubs. Cougars and Cubs.
I would hate to be referred to as a cub in a relationship.
Right?
That sounds fucking awful.
Oh my God.
What do you got over there, Freed? And let's close this.
The PKA mixtape. What is this? PKA. And then it says Lesbian Book Club, Woody the Unexceptional Tale. I don't know what the
Holy
hell
shit.
This is.
These are some pretty.
Oh, Painkiller. PK. Painkiller already. PKA is a weekly online podcast. Oh, it's a podcast. Ugh.
Yikes. Yikes.
Gross.
Anyway, podcast rough.
It's like a pretty wonky sub.
All right.
Booming well, sub makes me jealous. We don't have a sub that booming. I am a killer.
Hey, make our sub more booming.
I just
we
got one.
Better,
I am a killer. It's a series on Netflix. Doug,
oh,
have
yeah,
you
yeah.
seen it yet?
No.
I can't watch it. I'm afraid.
I'm afraid
God,
to watch
I
it as well. I'm
I'll watch
it. Seems a little intense, but.
Can you watch it for us? And
I'm going to watch it.
You got
it.
A couple days off.
Yeah. I'm eating that shit up right now.
Oh, and then also watch Don't Fuck With Cats.
You want to see something
have you,
really
you've
scary?
Still not seen it?
We don't have to. I don't have to show you this on the air right now, but I saw a really upsetting image, and it's not graphic, but it's haunting.
Oh God!
Mm. Do you want to see it?
Yes.
Is might as well. Real? Might as well see it and have our reactions on the air since you're leading us down that path, and we don't want to deprive our listeners of such
so
horror.
So, do you want me
guys,
to tell you what the
two girls one cup? No,
what the reveal is? Or
no,
do you want
just
to see
send
what
it to
it
us.
Is?
Okay. It's not graphic.
No, it's not graphic, okay. But it is. It's terrifying.
What kind of terrifying are we talking here?
Okay, let me just tell you what it is.
Send us the link.
It's just the picture.
Okay.
So it's a image from a ransom demand of a kidnapped girl
Whoa.
From Alaska. And they found out afterwards that this picture had been taken when she was already dead for 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Whoa.
I mean, I was going to say that is a steely-eyed stare.
How scary is that?
Ooh, that is a haunting image.
Delete it now.
Oh, God.
I know.
Yikes.
It
so wait.
Really haunted the fuck out of me, you guys.
They stole her, killed her,
yikes.
Then asked for the money. What a bunch of jerks. That's not how it works,
no.
man.
Follow the rules of ransom.
No.
If you want us to post it on our subreddit, tell us.
That is
dog boobs is the queen of morbid in reality. So
let's wash that palette. I just got a cool sub called Fast Workers.
Oh,
nice.
It's just people doing pizza boxes, shaving sheep, doing stuff like really quickly. You're like, that's cool. This guy's got skill. He's done it a lot
shaving
of times.
Sheep.
Nice. I like it. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good palate cleanser. This is Did You Reddit? A weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
And me, I'm Dog Boobs.
My free day.
I like, that was very like high fidelity talk directly to the camera. All right. We'll be back next week with another podcast about the internet. Bye.